Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and your title with the festival.
Hi, I'm Isaiah Hedden. I'm executive producer of DC Sketchfest.
And I am Bobby Cohote, producer of DC Sketchfest.
Yes, and it will be at the DC Improv March 20th through the 23rd, so get your tickets now. Hey, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for
Thank
having us.
you.
All right, Isaiah, we've talked to you before at the Improv. I think you had like the Bad Medicine comedy troupe. But this is something different. So tell us the idea behind Sketchfest. Like, is this the first time you're doing it?
This is the very first DC Sketchfest. We've been traveling around the country, going to Sketchfests all over, and we wanted to bring one here to Washington, D.C. And we gathered the local sketch comedy community together. And it felt like this was the right time. We've been growing a lot over the last couple of years. There's so many more new teams and more stages to perform on. And so like it felt like the right time to bring the community together to showcase the talent and also invite our friends from all over the country to come participate with us. So it's a 4-day sketch comedy festival here in DC. We'll be at the DC Arts Center for one night and then at the DC Improv for 3 nights, March 20th through the 23rd. It's eight teams, it's eight shows, 22 sketch acts, and over 100 performers. So it's going to be a grand old time.
Yeah, and elaborate on that a little more. So obviously the website says 22 comedy troupes from all over the US and Canada are coming in for these 4 days in DC. So how does that work? Do you put out the call to like different cities around the country and say, hey, would you like to participate? How do you go about finding the different troupes?
So we started this planning back last summer, and in early October, I believe early October, late September, we put out a call across the nation to every single sketch comedy community that we knew of, every single comedy theater that we knew of, every single comedy school that we knew of. There's many groups on Facebook and meetups as well, and just said, "Hey guys, here's the application link. Apply to the fest. We're doing this next year in March. I would love to have you." And we had a general idea of how many people were going to apply, and like 50 was a good 50 applications was a good number. And then we like 75 would be like, oh man, 75 teams want to come here, that'd be great. We had over 100 applications respond, which was beyond we could imagine. And it just kind of comes to show you that like there's an interest here and that people are vying to come to the city, come to the nation's capital, and put on a show and participate in the comedy scene here. And so like that was just an amazing thing to see. And like New York's big scene, LA is a big scene, even Austin has a really great sketch comedy scene. So like to see that kind of response that I would expect them to get, to see that happen here was very eye-opening and
That's
wonderful to
cool.
see.
And you don't have to list all 22, obviously. We'd be here all day, but give me just a sampling of what all, what cities might be represented here.
We've got Austin coming, Seattle, Chicago. Who else is coming down here, Bobby?
Let's see. I mean, there's people from New York. People are coming up here from Carolinas. We have, a team coming from Canada. So it's really all over, and we had applicants across the country, across the North America that were applying to this. So it's really exciting. I mean, just to kind of add on to what Isaiah was saying of how we're getting these teams, the two groups that came together last summer, Isaiah, is part of Bad Medicine here in DC, and I'm part of Rails Comedy. These
Rails
groups have been
comedy?
traveling. Yeah, Rails Comedy.
RAILS. Is that how you say it?
Exactly.
Okay.
We have been traveling around to these different festivals all across North America for many years, and there's a large sketch community in North America that really supports each other. And when you're at these festivals, you're meeting others, you're laughing with them, seeing their shows, and it's more than just kind of putting on a show for entertainment, but you stay in touch with these teams, and I think that's a testament to DC here. This is our first year. People aren't coming here because they have experiences in the past of Sketchfest in DC, but they're coming here because I think, Bad Medicine and Rails, we've gone to these other festivals, really made connections. And also DC is a pretty awesome city just to visit, and come to. I think we want to showcase what the city has to offer, all around.
Awesome. So that's sort of how, you know, where how you gathered the different comedy troupes and how many are coming and from where and all that stuff. So, but so now let's pivot into like what actually happens when we're what, now that they're here, when our listeners come out to the Sketch Fest, like how does it work? Is it like an actual competition? Are they like, is it, are the different groups putting on sketches and then you're like voting on a winner or something, or is it more just entertainment?
Yeah, there'll be I mean, it's not a competition from day to day. Each day you'll see there's two shows that are gonna feature multiple teams. And those teams really have their, you know, set to do what they want to do and put on. So that could be, you know, sketches that have inspired them. It could be stuff that's more musical. It could be really whatever they find that they want to write. So it could be completely new material or best of. At the end, we'll, you know, definitely have some awards for you know, the teams that come out, kind of best of fest. But it all comes down to community. You know, showcasing these teams, watching each other's shows, and giving, you know, local people in the DMV area a taste of some of the best sketch comedy across North America. I can personally attest that no matter what show you go to, you're going to see 90 minutes of just pure hilarious comedy.
And in that 90 minutes, it's you said it's like two different sketches.
It's three different sketch troupes per show. We've broken the show up into three different parts. So there'll be three teams performing in each block. There'll be two out-of-town teams and one local team from DC performing. And each group is bringing their own style and flavor of comedy from where they're coming from. Like the Seattle teams tend to be very silly and wacky, but so fun. Where the New York team's very sharp and very smart humor. And so you're going to get a mix, a flavor palette of styles of comedy with each showcase.
So who let's highlight some of the local ones and who are the DC, because you said each show is three broken into three sketches and two are from out of town and one's local. So let's highlight some of the local ones. Who are some of the local troops we got?
Yeah, on Thursday, we have local team in the early show, Grace and the Gang, and our late show is Showburger. Friday, it's Erica Cunha, who's a local comedian, who's done a lot of improv, actually traveled around, and has won a few awards at festivals. Be performing at the 7:30 show and Brick Penguin at the 9:45. And then Saturday to round out the festival is Bad Medicine at the 7 p.m. show, and at 9:30 is Rails Comedy. So really, anyone you choose, you're gonna get a winner there.
Awesome. And what exactly, I mean, you and the three of us are throwing around the phrase sketch because we know what it is, but you know, remind folks, you know, the layman listening to this, how it differs from like a you know, like a stand-up routine. It's more like a SNL sketch or something like that, right?
Yes, Saturday Night Live is a great example. I always say that everyone has a favorite sketch comedy show on TV. They just may not realize that it's a sketch comedy show. You know, you're talking about is Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Dave Chappelle Show, Key and Peele. I mean, there are so many sketch comedy TV shows on air, but live sketch comedy may not be as familiar with, and that's what we're doing. We're just bringing that stuff that you've seen on TV and performing it live on stage. And the real nugget is that it's scripted, rehearsed comedy. And so everything has been written, pre-written, and rehearsed and practiced, and then presented to you, the audience.
Nice. And obviously, we don't want to like totally spoil exactly what we'll see, but is there any way I could have a little, you know, colorful anecdotes on the type of stuff they'll see? Like, it's kind of hard to describe. I don't want to say storylines or situations or I don't
Yeah.
know, like any standouts that would be cool to like one or two that we could kind of just, you know, anecdotally use on the radio.
We've got a lot of teams that rely heavily on physical comedy coming. There's a team coming from Chicago that only does dance. Every one of their scenes and sketches are dance based, and they are hilarious. The stuff I've seen of theirs cracks me up. It's just very fun, interactive. They want you to clap along, they want you to sing along, they want you to get you engaged. And it kind of sticks with you after you watch. Like you end up laughing and giggling about it, you know, 3 days later when you think about it.
Yeah, and I'd say Thursday night we have actually a really interesting show at 9:45, the local team, Doughburger. It's a duo, and they're both professionally trained actors. So, you know, I can attest that myself, not a professionally trained actor, I'm goofy and make jokes, but they bring a different kind of sketch comedy that, you know, it is so, I guess, you know, you have the jokes, but the performance is so good when you're watching them that it's just nothing like you've seen before. And even the early show that night, Grace and the Gang, the local troupe, there are multiple sketches where you might not even hear a word of dialogue, and you'll be, you know, laughing uncontrollably because of the type of sketches that they write. So it's really a variety no matter what.
I love it. I love it. All right. And I just want to clarify what nights are going to be at what venue, because you said it's DC Improv and DC Arts Center. So remind me which, you know, chronologically in order, but day by day, which days are at which venue?
Sure. Wednesday, March 20th is at the DC Arts Center in Adams Morgan. Those are our two free shows. Then on Thursday through Saturday, which is March 21st, is it March 23rd? All those shows are at the DC Improv in the lounge.
Okay, so most of the weekends at DC Improv, it's just that first day on the Wednesday. The free shows are at the DC Arts Center in Adams Morgan.
Correct.
Okay. And remind our folks who are familiar with Adams Morgan where exactly the DC Arts Center is located. It's sort of like right on that main strip, right?
You, right you on the main
Starbucks,
strip.
You head down 18th Street, right?
Correct. It's right down the main strip in the heart of Adams Morgan, right in the middle. You can't miss it. Just cross the street from the diner.
Yeah, right. The classic diner that everyone's been to many times. What is it? Grand Central? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Grand Central.
Yeah. Grand Central. Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to paint a picture here. So, yeah, you can go see a free comedy and then stagger out, maybe grab a drink, some jumbo slice, whatever you want to do. All right, cool. Well, I mean, I have enough to work with, I think. Is there anything else that, you know, you want to add that we might have been forgetting?
Yes.
Tell me what it is.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
We should just leave it like that. We should end the interview. Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Silence
just drops.
Back to you.
DC Sketchfest is a passion. The passion we have for DC Sketchfest is because the community has really come together to put this on. I mean, it's multiple long-term sketch teams that have been DC forever, and a lot of new teams that have popped up have come together to really work on this, whether it's designing flyers, t-shirts, logos, branding, to where it's running the online marketing, to where it's building the tech or grabbing the supplies. But it's really has been like a homegrown effort, and it's success that we're going to achieve is all because of that. And like, you know, a lot of times people say it's hard to make friends as an adult, but in the sketch comedy community, it's easy to make friends. Yeah. All I do is spend time laughing with these people whenever I'm hanging out with them and being able to go watch them perform and do their style of comedy and then invite others to come in and join that is just a joy. And it's something that I never would have thought of, you know, growing up as something that I would spend so much time doing. But now that I'm here, it feels like a place that I really belong in.
Awesome. And
yeah,
why
100%.
Why is comedy needed, big picture, at this time, especially, you know, heated election season, we just, you know, after multiple years of pandemic, et cetera, whatever you want to say, war around the world, whatever. But so it's kind of obvious, but it'd be a good soundbite. Why do we all need a laugh?
Yeah, I mean, so I think that with comedy and specifically sketch comedy, it's an avenue to bring your own perspective on things that, you know, mean something to you. You can laugh about something that maybe you don't normally laugh about. And that's one of the, I guess, you know, with stand-up, you're kind of talking about stories that you've personally maybe been involved in. And with improv, you're going off the cuff. But with sketch comedy, you kind of take everything all in one. And you're able to tell stories through acting and jokes and characters that, you know, are personal, but also can reach a wider audience. I think that's why people continuously tune into SNL or other sketch shows that you see out there, is because there's something personal about it. So I would guarantee if you come to DC Sketchfest, you'll relate to something in every show. And you know, you might even be inspired to start sketch comedy yourself, which even after DC Sketchfest, we're still doing sketch comedy here. It happens every week, every month at DCAC, DC Improv. So always something to look forward to.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this again, everyone. It is the DC Sketchfest, the first time it's ever happened. So you got to check out the inaugural year. Maybe hopefully keep going other years if it goes well. But got to check out the first time. It's going to be March 20th through the 23rd, starting at the DC Arts Center the first day and then over to the DC Improv for the rest of the weekend. Thanks for doing this. This was fun.
Thank you.
Thanks.